I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. Lots to talk about in the midday show today, 10A to 2P on your Odyssey app, 94 WIP on your radio, and of course, free and live on YouTube. So check it out any way you like to consume the show. We appreciate that. One quick thing before we get into the show today in the pod and what's top of mind for me after the Phillies get beat up last night in Seattle, and that is telling you about my book. So I wrote a book. If you may have heard me talk about it a little bit on the air, a lot on the podcast, newsletter, social, all that. It's called What If? Tackling the Biggest Unanswered Questions in Philadelphia Sports History. It's available now. Website is whatiffphillybook.com. You can get it directly there. Free shipping on all pre-orders. It ships out in early October, so get yours now. And also a personalized free autograph as well. So all there for you. Whatiffphillybook.com. 25 Biggest Unanswered Questions, Philadelphia Sports History, and kind of the butterfly effect of what would have happened if one little thing changed. So appreciate everyone that's ordered so far. Whatiffphillybook.com. All right, well, you know, what if Zach Wheeler, you know, had not gone into this rut? Where would the Phillies be? Would they be in first place? They might be. As the, a lot of things have started to click for the Phillies, clearly in the month of August with the offense and some of the rankings they have and the 9-game winning streak. But one thing that is not clicking, as everything else is, or most things are, is the performance of Zach Wheeler, a guy that we almost never worry about performance-wise. You know, a year ago at this time, we were worried about him health-wise. But in a Phillies uniform, it's just very rare to have a conversation about Zach Wheeler's performance. He's been an exceptional, exceptional performer for the Phillies for the 6 years, 7 years now that he's been in this uniform, a great pitcher and a guy that has been among the best in the entire sport, not just, you know, a good Phillies pitcher, but, you know, putting together the bones of a Hall of Fame career. We'll see how much longer he wants to do it and how much he can do at an advanced age. But the bones of a Hall of Fame career are being put together by Zach Wheeler in the Phillies uniform. But that guy that we've been so used to for all these years has not been around for a while. His last five starts, the ERA is over 9. He is walking batters at an alarming rate. And last night, I mean, they're teeing off. Julio Rodriguez, Cal Raleigh, who's had an abysmal season. The Phillies showed up last night, and he bombed 3 home runs. But they're taking good swings on him, and it feels like he can't command anything right now. Other than his fastball, he just can't command it. I mean, he has no idea where it's going. That sweeper's all over the place. He's not himself. And it's a major concern right now because, you know, the Phillies have started to put some things together, and you feel really good about where Noel is at and where Painter's at and where Stott is at, and even Bohm having a little life to his season. You feel, and clearly the addition of Arise has made a major difference. But for the Phillies to go where they want to go, they're going to need Zach Wheeler to pitch better than they are. Because right now, he looks like a pitcher you don't want on the mound in October. And that's so strange to say because he is the pitcher on the Phillies you typically and always would want on the mound in October. But this version of Zach Wheeler, I mean, what do you do with this? And now, I think, and the logic would say that it would improve at least some before we get to October, but the next 4 weeks, Zach Wheeler's got to figure it out. Because if he doesn't, the Phillies are going to have a very, very difficult decision. Because he's not pitching like a pitcher you want on the mound in the postseason right now. He's just not. He can't. I mean, he hasn't gone more than 5 1/3 in. He's pitched into the sixth inning once in his last 5 or 6 outings. I mean, it's a very long stretch for a guy that has lived in the 6th or 7th inning. And last night, he probably shouldn't even went out for the 5th. I mean, Mattingly, after the game, is basically just saying that we wanted to try to get through one more inning. He wanted to go out there. And then he gets up 2 more home runs. So, I mean, he really should have been done after 4 last night. But I think it's probably, I would guess, it's probably frustrating Zach Wheeler that he's not giving the team any length. And he's the guy now. He's becoming like he's pitching like a 5th starter in that he pitches relatively poorly each time. And he doesn't give the team length. That has to be a shot to Zach's pride as a guy that considers himself the ace. So I'm not surprised he wanted to go back out there. I get it. I mean, of course he does. But was that even worth it? I didn't think so. It's like a waste of time last night to throw him back out there to get smacked around a little bit. Now, he wasn't helped. I mean, Trey's defense stinks. And, you know, there's extra pitches involved because they're booting balls at shortstop. But that wasn't the big issue was Wheeler last night. And, you know, I'm of two minds of this. You know, if he says he's healthy, I believe him. I trust him. He knows his body. He's had a lot of injuries in his career, so I'm sure he knows when something's off. You know, he had elbow when he was young. He had shoulder when he was young. He's had, obviously, the thoracic outlet syndrome last year. I mean, he knows. And pitchers that have pitched as long as he has, they know. So if he thinks he's okay physically, then I would imagine he's okay physically. So I'm going to take his word for it and believe it. That being said, there could be a little bit of a fatigue factor setting in post-surgery. There is a reason that very few pitchers come back from this surgery and perform over the majority or full season to their old level. Now, you'd have to go back and kind of relive or dig in to every single one of these guys to kind of look at their numbers and their games and their game logs. But I would not be surprised if we looked at certain pitchers that have had this surgery And Wheeler's already a successful case because he's come back and pitched well like he did in May and June and July. But I would not be surprised if you saw some of these pitchers come back and perform for a stretch pretty darn well, close to, if not as good, as they were before the injury. But then maybe as time goes on, they're not quite the same, or they tire, or they run out of gas, or they lose their mechanics, or something happens, and it's just not the same. And they end with an ERA, a run above what they used to. And we look back, and we just look at the data set and say, well, look, see, you know, he used to be a 3 ERA guy, now he's a 4. He used to be a 2.5, now he's a 3.5. He used to be a 4, now he's a 5. It affects you. And then you kind of put that data aside, and then Wheeler comes back, oh, he's fine, he's the outlier. And maybe he still will be the outlier. And maybe he'll turn this back around, but this could be part of the equation. You know, this was not a normal year for Zach Wheeler. This was a year where he missed time at the end last year. He had the surgery. He had to get his weight back up. He had to get his velocity back up. And I also wonder the push in February, March, April to get back to the big leagues. How much did he push? How much was he giving at his age? And is he running out of bullets now for this particular season? I don't mean innings, because he didn't pitch as many innings because it was a rehab assignment and he was behind in spring training. But sweat equity, bullets. You know, did he push a lot just to get himself back to the big leagues to help his team? And now he's suffering because of that. I don't know any of the answers to these things. I just know this isn't the Zach Wheeler that I'm used to, that you're used to, that the Phillies need right now.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tastes have changed since Bob's Discount Furniture opened its first store in 1991, but not the way they do business. At Bob's, I know I can get today's styles, like feature-packed bedroom sets with storage and charging, or real marble dining sets, all at 90s-era prices. Plus, with no money-down financing options and fast shipping, you don't have to wait months to get your furniture. So, stop into your local Bob's store this Labor Day weekend and celebrate 35 years of doing things the Bob's way.
And JT, you know, after the game last night, saying, yeah, he's seen him go through ruts. He's not worried about it now. He was talking about in-game ruts, and he couldn't really recall if there were many stretches like this. Well, I don't remember a stretch like this of Zach Wheeler in a Phillies uniform. I mean, this is not good. And for as great as you feel overall about the team, there is that thing in the back of your head that's like, hey, they're game one and two starter, potentially, likely, you know, assumed, which would be Wheeler and Sanchez, have not pitched great for a little bit here. They just haven't. And, you know, I've said this, and I'll say it again. I don't want the Cubs. The Cubs, to me, are a bad matchup for the Phillies for a lot of ways and a lot of reasons. And they're a team that puts the bat on the ball. They hit left-handed pitching. They will exploit the Phillies' bad defense while playing good defense. I don't want to go to Wrigley. I think that's it's a lion's den we're walking into there. I don't want that matchup. So I'd rather catch the Braves or fall back to the sixth seed, but I just don't want the Cubs. And the way that Wheeler and Sanchez are throwing right now, the concern I have is if we stay at the 5 seed and we walk into Wrigley, that we're going home in 2 days. That they're going to hit us and we're going home in 2 days and we're never going to get to Lizardo in Game 3, which would be a darn shame. And it really would be one of those kind of like, really? This is what we did? This was what this whole year was for? But hey, they have 4 or 5 weeks to figure this out. They got to get Zach Wheeler going again. You know, after the game, listening to Zach, I continue to be uplifted a little bit by the fact that he seems so calm about this. Now, he's calm about everything. He's a really even keel guy. So maybe he's concerned deep down and he's not showing us. He keeps making it sound like this is a mechanical thing. This is a thing he can just find it, adjust, and move forward. I'm gonna ride with him, but it's been five starts now. And the part that concerns you is, aren't they looking each time? You know, I can't imagine they haven't dug in. And the swings that the Mariners were getting last time, again, that's a team that's had an awful year offensively. They've been really disappointing. You know, if you had told me that the other four teams in the AL West besides the Mariners would all be 500 or worse right now, I'd say Seattle's running away with this thing. Instead, they're 63-69, have had a really disappointing season. The fact that they're still in this thing shows how the West and wildcard race is a joke in the American League. It's one of the worst playoff races I've ever seen. I mean, these teams are just, I mean, the Orioles, I don't know if I've seen them above 500 the whole year, like maybe for a day. And they've been in this thing the whole time, 1.5, 2.5, half, up half, whatever. I mean, that team could make the playoffs and just be completely and totally unimpressive in every way. These are just average baseball teams. So it wasn't like it's last year's Seattle. It wasn't like it's last year's Cal Raleigh, who was legitimately a monster. No, it's a Cal Raleigh that entered yesterday with 14 home runs. I'm a keeper fantasy baseball league, and Cal Raleigh has just destroyed me all year. He uplifted me last year, and he destroyed me all year. And I've been sitting him lately. The only reason I played him last night is because it was a Monday, and there's a bunch of teams that had days off. So my other catchers had days off, so I just, you know, wanted to get the stats and cross my fingers he would be a little, do something. And, I didn't expect the three home runs to set me up for the week. That was unexpected. But that just shows you Cal Raleigh's not having a big-time season. And he went crazy last night. And Cole Young hit one. And Rodriguez hit one. Again, this is not a good offensive team. They've been at injuries with Raleigh. You know, Rodriguez is always a little bit more, I guess, the you know, he just doesn't perform offensively the way his reputation is. He reminds me of Andrew Jones. I think he's going to have Andrew Jones' career, which is excellent, and he could end up in the Hall of Fame. But, you know, offensively, Andrew, until he got to be like 28, 29, 30, didn't really start producing huge numbers. You know, it was more just solid. And that's Rodriguez. But they're not a good offense this year. And you know, that would, on the road in a pitcher's park against a team not hitting, that felt like a spot last night for Zach Wheeler to do a little damage, you know, to have a six-inning, one-run outing and really put his team in position to win again for the 10th straight time. And he didn't do it. They didn't do it. I think Mattingly is trying to figure out the best way to manage Wheeler and to get through this. But this is tricky for the Phillies. And I know the Nestor Cortes signing last week caught everybody's attention, eyebrow raising a little bit, like what is his role going to be, because it was a major league contract, and he'll arrive here probably sometime in the first week of September. I don't know what Nestor Cortes' role is. I do think a sixth starter could help a little bit in the month of September, just keep guys fresher, but that was an extra day of rest last night for Wheeler, and it didn't make a difference. That's concerning. You know, because that's what you would get with, if you insert Cortes into the rotation and you go with the six man, you would get an extra day for a guy like Wheeler. And you think, you know, theoretically, he could use that. But that didn't make you feel better last night, that's what it looks like with the extra rest. The Wheeler thing is concerning. And there's a lot of sunshine shining over this team right now, with the offense, with the vibe, with the run, with the division being back in play, but there's just a little dark cloud hanging up there. And there's the beautiful blue skies. Look at that corner. They're like, what is that dark cloud rolling in? And it's Wheeler and it's Sanchez, but it's specifically Wheeler. The ERA over 9 the last five starts. The walks, the most concerning thing, because he's been such a good command power pitcher. And it's just disappeared lately. He just has not had that feel for his pitches for a very long time. Got to get right. Got to get right for this team to get through October. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. My book, What If? tackling the biggest unanswered questions Philadelphia sports history. It is available now. WhatIfPhillyBook.com. Pre-order's going on. And I'm very excited to get your order and send you a book. And I will obviously autograph it, sign it, anything you want written in there, I will write. And it's totally free shipping for all the pre-orders going on right now. WhatIfPhillyBook.com. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP to check out the Midday Show. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.